Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Summer Streets 2025 is the biggest yet, with more than 22 miles of roadway opening up for car-free fun before it's over. And for the first time ever, there's an uninterrupted route in Manhattan from the Brooklyn Bridge all the way to Inwood.
All forms of cardio stretching for miles in lower Manhattan. They're biking, walking, but mostly running like Kim.
Oh, I'm gonna take every long run. I'm out here.
But Summer Streets, not for drivers like Arismandi being detoured.
To be honest, it makes it tougher for you to get around the city, especially for me that I do access of rides. It's tougher to get around. Like right now, somebody canceled a ride for me because I couldn't get around.
He says it's an inconvenience and a blow to his pockets.
You look tired. Okay.
Yeah, I have a young baby, so I gotta do what I can.
But do attendees care?
No.
New York is for pedestrians.
So maybe park the car this month. The city of congestion is getting their steps in. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
And the Summer Streets road closures continue until 3 this afternoon. After that, Summer Streets will be back for the next several Saturdays. You can find details and maps at the City Department of Transportation webpage. Well, the weather is perfect for a bike ride today, but if you don't have one, no worries. You can still two-wheel it courtesy of Lyft, which is handing out free city bike rides every Saturday this month. In celebration of Summer Streets, they're offering free city bike day passes on the app. You just have to make sure you use the promo codes. It's every Saturday in August, so it continues through August 23rd. The city's blue bikes are yours to ride for absolutely no cost. Normally it's $25, so it's a steal. The code is LIFTSUMMER25 that unlocks 24 hours of unlimited 30-minute rides on their classic bikes. Well, another round in a legal battle involving a religious tradition down the Jersey Shore. A judge has ruled that a nonprofit Christian group can again block beach access on Sunday mornings in Ocean Grove, something it did for decades. That is until the State Department of Environmental Protection stepped in and stopped it 2 years ago, citing public access laws. Now, that said, the judge also ruled that the final decision in the matter is up to the state. No response yet from the NJDEP. Well, the stretch of beach in question is privately owned by the Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association. The Christian group had long closed the beach for worship between 9 a.m. and noon on Sundays. Weekend beachgoers often find a workaround anyway, though, entering the sand from Bradley or Asbury Park. An argument at a Brooklyn deli yesterday ended with an employee dead. According to the NYPD, an angry customer ran behind the counter of the shop and then stabbed the victim repeatedly. Police believe 33-year-old Diego Sandoval Nava lived above the deli where he worked on Higman Avenue in East New York. The deadly encounter was apparently sparked by an argument over loose cigarettes, which the deli doesn't sell. So says Fernando Mateo of the United Bodegas of America, who sounded incredulous.
It's crazy what is going on with some people. We don't understand how you can take someone's life, a young man's life, over cigarettes.
Police are still looking to make an arrest in the case. Meanwhile, police in New Jersey also looking to make an arrest in a violent stabbing committed by an angry customer, one who held a very long grudge. The victims were two brothers who own a bakery in Patterson, and the suspect, they say, claimed to be upset about being given a sandwich with eggplant 4 years ago. Patterson Mayor Andre Saya vows that there will be swift justice with the help of the community.
We are actually asking for the cooperation of merchants in the area, and we are getting it. So we are fairly confident that we'll get to the bottom of this.
It happened Thursday, shortly after the Baladna Bakery had opened for business. Video taken by a nearby shop shows the suspect running north on Main Street after it happened. One of the victims is still hospitalized after he was stabbed in the chest, but doctors do expect him to survive.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.